Woman safe after hostage situation at Caesar's Palace. What should have been a routine morning at Caesar's Palace Hotel and Casino turned into a nightmare when a man took a woman hostage on Tuesday. What ensued was a scene of chaos and terror as SWAT team members and local police took over the property. Captain Steve Connell, a spokesman for the Las Vegas Police Department, provided the first details. In what Caesars would simply refer to as a security incident, the subject barricaded himself with the woman in one of the hotel rooms around 9:15 in the morning following an argument. Guests could hear the two screaming before the unidentified assailant allegedly pulled her into the room and closed the door. The panic intensified when broken glass and furniture began falling intermittently for about an hour from the window of the Palace Tower, the skyscraper that houses the hotel's most luxurious suites. At least one chair and other miscellaneous items were thrown from the room's broken window and fell into the pool area, creating an atmosphere of bewilderment and fear among those present. Guests looked on in disbelief and fear, some recording the events on their mobile phones. According to police reports, none of the bystanders was injured. Among the witnesses was John Marshall, a journalist for the Associated Press, who was at the scene enjoying a family vacation. "You never expect to witness something like this," he stated, visibly shaken. "It's a breathtaking scenario. We were planning a quiet day by the pool, and all of a sudden, we found ourselves in the middle of this harrowing situation." Hotel security personnel and Las Vegas police forces moved immediately to bring the situation under control. After several hours of negotiations, as Connell later confirmed at an impromptu news conference, the incident came to an end. The hostage taker was in custody, and the female victim was freed. No shots had been reported, and it's still unknown if the man was armed, although he claimed at the time that he was. Caesar's Palace, one of the most iconic land-based casinos in Las Vegas, has been the site of numerous major events over the years, from high-profile boxing matches to performances by music stars. However, it's also seen its share of crime. Most notably, this past May, two women allegedly killed a man and robbed him. Cousins Erica Covington and Ariana Taylor, both 20, are now on trial for the murder. They have pleaded not guilty.